You're listening to Jing News. I'm Aurora. Teenager's quest begins to be youngest female to fly the globe. All eyes are on distant skies. Now 10 pilot Zara Rutherford has begun her epic world record bid. The 19-year-old safety took off to start a 3-month effort to become the youngest female to fly solo around the world. Rutherford left Kortrijk-Wevelgem Airport in western Belgium in her Shark Ultralight, the world's fastest microlight aircraft. The British-Belgian flyer hopes her voyage will encourage more girls to study and later work as women in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and spark girls' interest in aviation. Growing up, I loved aviation and STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But I didn't see many other women or girls doing that. I just always thought that was quite sad or discouraging, Ms. Rutherford told Reuters. I'm hoping that I can encourage girls to go into this field. The young adventurer is seeking to win the title from Shasta Ways, the Afghan-American pilot who became the youngest woman to fly solo around the world at the age of 30. The youngest male record holder, Mason Andrews, was 18 years old when he made the journey. Ms. Rutherford's route began on August 18th and will take about 3 months with stops in 52 countries, including Greenland, China, and Nicaragua. Along the way, she will stay with local families or in hotels. Getting sufficient recovery time along the way would be a key priority. Ms. Rutherford said that fatigue was always a significant factor when flying long distance. I make sure I'm always well rested, she said. There's some more logistic complications weather-wise that could delay some days. But I'm looking forward to it, and I've got a great team supporting me. That team includes her parents, Beatrice and Sam Rutherford, who are both pilots. Mom Beatrice said there were obviously mixed feelings when her daughter first announced the ambitious plan. When she first told me about it, my heart skipped a beat, she said. It took me a bit of time to digest, and now I'm so proud and fully, fully behind her. It's really exciting, said Ms. Rutherford's dad, Sam. I see the risks. I understand them, but so does she. I'm really proud of what she's doing, not just for herself, but also in this ability to level the playing field for women getting into STEM and aviation. I think it's fantastic. Rutherford will start university next year with the huge dream of one day becoming an astronaut. We'll see how that goes, but that would be amazing, she said. I love adventure, and I think space is probably the biggest adventure out there. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Jing News. I'm Kenneth. Dogs can recognize liars and dishonest people. Japanese study. Japan. Dogs are known for a variety of qualities, with the standouts, one being strong sense of smell, alertness, and loyalty. However, one study that was performed by researcher Akiko Takoka and team at Kyoto University in Japan finds that dogs have the ability to smell out the truth. A dog's sense of smell is believed to be 100,000 times stronger than a human. Dogs, it appeared, are more skilled at picking up on human behavior than you like to believe. According to the team of scientists in Japan, dogs can tell if you're telling the truth or not. The research was a 3-stage experiment which involved 33 canine participants. In the first stage, researchers pointed toward bowls filled with hidden food and noticed as the dogs ran towards it. The second stage saw the dogs being signaled towards empty bowls, and they rushed towards it as well, but find them empty. When they pointed to bowls filled with food in the third stage, the dogs appeared to be refusing to believe the signal. None of the 34 dogs responded in the third stage of the experiment. The scientist believes this implies that the canine unanimously finds the person pointing wasn't truthfully due to the previous experiment. For a long time, humans had understood that pointing to an object caused the dog to run to it. This data was used by the team in their research. Lead researcher Takako said, "Dogs had more sophisticated social intelligence than we thought. This social intelligence involved selectively in their long life history with humans." Takako added that she was shocked that the dogs were quick when they devalued the reliability of the person. This experiment presumably indicated that dogs can detect deception or that they have significant trust difficulties. News from Daily News and Analysis. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Jing News. I am Emily. Liu Cuixin breaks Paralympics record to win gold medal for the women's 400 meters at Tokyo Paralympics. In women's 400 meter T11 vision impairment final at Tokyo Paralympics, Chinese athlete Liu Cuixin won the gold medal with a new event record of 56.25. Liu and her guide Xu Dongling mounted the medal podium together. Liu Cuixin and Xu Dongling have paired up for 8 years in the track. They raced together with a 10 cm leash in between. The leash is just like eyes for Liu. She says that if she could regain her sight one day, she would love to see her guide with her own eyes. Liu Cuixin was born in Nanning in 1991. When she was 10, she lost her sight due to delay in her eye treatment. When she studied at Nanyang School for Deaf Mutes, she started journey in track and field with guardians from her teacher. In 2010, she was recruited into National Para Track and Field Team. She says that her vision impairment created fear of obstacles ahead and rendered her slower than the others at the beginning. But thanks to the patient direction from Xu Dongling, she got more confident. Liu relies totally on the instructions from Xu's leash at the curved and straight paths. Xu says that he flicks his hand inwards at curved paths to send a signal. When he stretches his hand backward, Liu will know that the destination is in sight. The team works so well and looks like twins. In Liu's opinion, the 10 cm leash is more than an ordinary rope. It is a signal of 100% trust. Previously, Xu won the World Championships and the Paralympics Championships with his partner, but wasn't allowed to get on the podium due to the old rule. The International Paralympics Committee revised the rule after 2012 London Paralympics to allow eyes to join the blind athletes in the awarding ceremony. He finally made it into the podium to witness the rise of the national flag and share the glory with the athlete. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Jing News. I am Kukun Liu. Universal Beijing Resort to open on September 20th. The Universal Studios Beijing Theme Park has opened for trial operation on September 1st and formally opened to the public on the 20th. After a long wait, the Universal Beijing Resort is finally about to make its grand debut. Universal Beijing Resort will be the fifth and largest Universal Studio Parks in the world and the third in Asia. Preparations for this resort started in 2001, and it has been 20 years since then. It is reported that the trial operation of the Universal Studios Beijing Theme Park is not easy with over 10,000 employees participating. All large-scale amusement facilities need to pass strict detections and configuration. They need to be up and running for 80 hours non-stop with zero failures before they can pass the tests. With the changing pandemic situation, the equipment configuration process has also been quite a journey. The 7 scenic spots of the Universal Studios Beijing Theme Park include 37 rides and attractions, including the Kung Fu Panda Land of Awesomeness, Transformers Metro Base,
Minionland, The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Jurassic World, Isla Nublar, Hollywood, and Waterworld. Each scenic spot will present an immersive visiting experience created from Universal popular movie stories and characters. Universal Beijing Resort is equipped with amusement facilities, entertainment shows, souvenir shops, and catering services. Dear fellows, let's look forward to it. Thank you for listening.
You are listening to Jing News. I'm Jeffrey.
Check out the first 3D printed steel bridge recently unveiled in Europe. Following 4 years of planning and research, the world's first 3D printed footbridge recently opened to the public in Europe. The almost 40-foot bridge unveiled last month. It was built by Dutch company MX3D and will serve a living laboratory in Amsterdam city center. Researchers and engineers at Imperial College London was able to 3D print the bridge, which now serves pedestrians and cyclists crossing Amsterdam's Louis-Atterburgo Canal. A 3D printed metal structure large and strong enough to handle pedestrian traffic has never been constructed before, said Imperial College London Professor Laurie Gardner in a news release. Designers first created the concept for the bridge in 2015 with the goal of making an exceptionally efficient structure emphasizing both simplicity and safety, according to Popular Mechanics. We have tested and simulated the structure and its components throughout the printing process, and upon its completion, and it's fantastic to see it finally open, Gardner said. Now that the bridge is unveiled, researchers at Imperial College London will begin collecting data in real time to monitor how it behaves with foot and cyclist traffic. Research into this new technology for the construction industry has huge potential for the future, said Imperial College London co-contributor Dr. Craig Buchanan. It has been fascinating and we are delighted that the structure is now ready to be used. Thank you for listening.